All right, folks, we're going to look at two different passages of Scripture today. I want you to go to Zechariah, the Old Testament book. Zechariah, it's one of the 12 that we don't normally read, but Zechariah chapter 14. And then we're going to look at Revelation chapter 19, which is the last book of the Bible. So we are starting to wind down with our series, and we're talking about the coming storm. And today we're going to talk about the storm. We're going to talk about the reality of Jesus coming back and setting up his kingdom. We're going to talk about the coming kingdom. And I think this is very, very important, because today you'll hear, and throughout history you'll have, if you realize this, there have been people who have come and said that Jesus Christ has come back. Jesus Christ has come back. It happens every once in a while. There'll be a group of people who will predict when Jesus will come back. And the problem is that he doesn't come back when they think he will. So they have to have an explanation for it. So I think of one group happened in Connecticut, I believe back in the early 19th century, in the 1800s. They were so convinced from their study of the Scripture that Jesus Christ was coming back on a certain night. They all went up on a hill dressed in white robes, waiting for Jesus to come back. What came was a lightning storm, but Jesus didn't come back. So they had to come up with a concept of, well, where was he? Why didn't he come back? Well, they decided then that Jesus came back spiritually. That's just one group. There are other groups that believe that Jesus came back. One group in particular believes that Jesus came back in AD 70, that everything's already taken place because he came back in AD 70. And what happened in AD 70? That's when Jerusalem was destroyed. The problem is you have to overlook a lot of different things in the Scripture. And you have to really overlook that there are a lot of other things that are taking place and a lot of reasons why they're taking place. And so what we're going to talk about today is this coming kingdom. And we're going to look at a couple of different passages. We're going to look in Zechariah to give us a perspective. We're going to look at Revelation to talk about it. But the problem is, I find today that we're kind of setting ourselves up today in North American Christianity. Because there's such a prevalence of biblical illiteracy out there, you're open for anybody to come and say anything to you if they just show you from the Bible what it says. There's kind of a short-sightedness